Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Today is tough love video. I'm going to answer 100 or so emails in one video. I'm going to read one story. I'm going to read one story very quickly, and then I'm going to read one email very quickly. And then some of you guys are going to have to come into reality here. I know some of you are newer viewers, and I'm glad that you're here. I know some of you haven't gone back to see 200 and some odd videos of mine previously, and that's okay. If you go back and watch them, I think there's a lot of information, a lot of stories, a lot of craziness that I record for a reason. It's so if I just came on here and said, hey, here's how you get a girl, A, B, C, D, E, and you go, okay, thanks, man, the end. I could do that in 10 minutes, very small channel, very few viewers, game over, you all leave happy, married, children, happily ever after. It doesn't work like that. Okay, so I've gotten 100, maybe 200 emails since I said, hey, send in some questions for me about I'm tall and I'm thin, but I don't have a lot of muscle, but I want to date this kind of girl, or I want to meet a conservative girl, or I've heard women in Thailand, or should I have a family with, or if I break up with my wife or divorce my wife and try to get this other girl to like me. Let me just stop. I'm going to read a very quick story. I'm going to read a very quick email, and then we're going to come into the real world, because I think some of you guys are still living in fantasy land, okay? And, you know, I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but we have to use statistics and we have to use our brains, not our hearts, or not the way that, well, I've always heard or growing up I wanted, okay? Life does not work like that, okay? So you have to remember that the ego and the id, the reality and the way life works is here's what I want and here's the way life works. If they're right next to each other, okay, and things don't work out for you, well, the real world's right next door. And you say, okay, well, it didn't quite work out the way I wanted to, but my expectations weren't too high. But when the real world's over here and you guys are over here saying, man, my fingers are crossed, and if I just do this and this, I'll get everything I want, or I'll get this girl, or I'll have a family, or there's a long bridge in between there, and you've got a long way to fall. Let me read the story, and you'll see what I'm talking about. From Eastern European travel, what's it like dating an Estonian woman? Now, I picked this one on purpose because the email that I got that I chose to read is from Estonia. So the two go together very well. Estonia's largest number of models per capita. Holy crap, didn't know that. Lots of models there. Awesome. Culture is very different from anything you've seen in the West. Let's see. A nation of introverts. They're especially quiet and reserved. Oh, that's good. That means they're not out twerking and doing booty dances. All right, that's a good time. They don't appreciate small talk as much as Westerners do. And as a matter of fact, they consider friendly small talk. They consider boring. Too much is a flaw in this culture. And silence is not awkward. And you say, holy crap, I'm not good at talking to women anyway. So they like quiet, introspective guys. She doesn't mind just hanging out without mindless babbling. Oh, that's great. To be honest, the first few dates are a bit torturous because normal signs of interest or lack thereof don't apply. You might have spent an hour of your first outing just sipping your coffee in silence, but it doesn't mean the date was a fail or she's cold or uninterested. Sounds pretty perfect, fellas. The whole dating process can feel like one big old let's get comfortable with silence boot camp. That being said, you're expected to take the lead when dating Estonian women. That means they want you to make the decisions. You choose where to eat. You choose where to go. You do the plans, the conversations. Even the pace of the relationship is up to you. Pretty good here. Traditional values all the way. Wow, so you might not be physical for at least 3 to 5 dates or at least a month before you sleep with her. That's good news. They're not easy. You're cooking and cleaning and caring. They do that, but you're expected to, you know, do the majority of the heavy lifting when it comes to finance. Pretty traditional. And their models, future photos at her house. Let's see. Wow, sounds pretty great, doesn't it, fellas? Okay, this website, and I'll leave the link down below if you want to read through this. Perfect woman. Let's read an email from a viewer from Estonia. Hi, I've been listening to your videos while working out, and I've reflected on my past experiences with dating and marriages. For context, I live in Estonia, where the age of consent is 14, and people start dating a lot earlier. Currently, I'm age 20 and have had 5 girlfriends and generally have 50-50 male and female friends. Male and female friends I've had for years. Observing my older brother, Observing my friends' experiences and my 2 older brothers, 30 and 32, has revealed that women are in fact very fickle. What? But these are the Estonian women that I was promised are perfect. My oldest brother has had many crazy girlfriends in his early 20s and decided to actively avoid relationships and join the Estonian Defense Force. He straight up yeeted out of civilization to join the military to get away from crazy women. After 6 years at age 28, a woman finally forced him into a relationship, and they've been together for 5 years now. He says he's not living a happy life. He didn't get to choose. Now, he didn't say why, but maybe he got her in the mommy way, right? Maybe all of a sudden they got a kid on the way, and it's not so, because a very conservative society, it's not acceptable to ditch her. You better marry her up. Now, was it an accident or planned? We don't know. My older brother married early and had a child with his woman and lived together for 8 years until she cheated on him. My brother issued divorce and won the custody of the child. She didn't want to deal with their child. It's been a year and I've never seen him happier and in better physical form. So he improved after the divorce and having his kid. My own experience has been rocky as well. One of my girlfriends stalked me for 3 years. One dumped me because I didn't want to get married. One left me because after getting to know me, I wanted emotional support as well, which she found undesirable. My question is, what are my chances and options? I have an average income job and I'm enrolled in university. I'm on the shorter side, but muscular. Should I even try dating in my 20s or wait for my advantage in my 30s? Thanks in advance, Kender. Guys, listen. There is no magic wand or bullet or pill or dating hints or tricks or tips to make this go any easier for you, okay? Thai girls love Americans. Thai girls will divorce Americans. Thai girls will run an American through the ringer, as will Filipino girls, as will Estonia girls, as will Latvian girls, as will girls from Kiev and Poland. There's no magic place to find a conservative woman. There's no magic place to find a woman that will not cheat on you, that will not hurt you, that will not drag you through the courts with divorce, that will not treat you awful after you're married, that will decide maybe she doesn't want to sleep with you, that won't get fat after you get married. It's all a gamble, guys. It's all a gamble. There's no advice for you from anyone to make this easier. Now, some guys out there will tell you, hey, if you're the bad boy and you do this and you know how to stand with a woman and you know how to interact with a woman, you can get her attraction, you can get her attention, you can get a date with her. I know those tricks, and some of those things do work. There are full channels devoted to that stuff. Maybe go find some of that content. But the truth of it is, after that initial attraction, after that initial fun, usually anywhere between 6 months and 2 years, it goes away almost all the time. I mean, the statistics are heavily stacked against you. Now, are there women out there you can find that are the perfect woman? Yes, there are. They are out there. But it's, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's like finding a needle in a needle stack. You have to hunt high and low. You have to date a lot. You have to test the waters. And sometimes you'll know right off the bat she's not going to be a good long-term partner. Other times there are couples that have been married 25 years. And one day she, and this is a story I've read, and in a regular, not one of these fluff article stuff, but like in the news, I don't remember what, like Fox or CNN, or I don't remember where it was, but a woman woke up, her husband was snoring, she was just tired of it, she went out to the garage, she got a can of gasoline, she came in, she poured it on him, she lit a match, and up he went, 25 years. Do you get that one, and you think you're happy for the first 24 years, and then 25 year goes bad? I don't know. My parents, my grandparents, my aunts and uncles, they've all been happily married, all, I think all of them now, over 50 years. It is there. But there's no way I can tell you how to find the woman, because I've been fooled and I know what I'm looking for. I've been fooled and I know what I'm doing, or at least I think I know what I'm doing. There's only one way that you're going to be guaranteed to be happy in life, or at least your best shot at being happy. There's one person that will never let you down, never leave you, never die before you, never hurt you, and will be by your side until the day you die. And that is you. You can choose to chase women all your life. And if you never get one, you're going to feel mighty unfulfilled and you're not going to feel very successful. Or you can chase everything else that makes you happy. You want to run an ultra marathon? Train for one and run one. You will feel a great, unbelievable sense of satisfaction and self-value with that. You want to be a millionaire by the time you're 30? If you want it bad enough, I think you can find a way to do it. You might work yourself to death before you get there, but it's a goal. Find what you want in life outside of dating, outside of a family, because those things can be taken away from you at any point in time. Your parents are going to pass probably before you, at least statistically, unless you like to ride very fast motorcycles around very windy public roads. Then they'll probably outlive you. But aside from that, stop worrying about dating. Stop worrying about finding the girl. Stop worrying if you're going to have a family. Stop worrying if you're going to have kids. Don't worry about that stuff until you need to worry about that stuff. Now, when do you worry about it? If you were in your 20s, worry about your education, or worry about starting your own job, or worry about getting yourself financially squared away. Do that in your 20s, because all the 20-year-olds, or at least most of the 20-year-olds, are happy to date up. I know, because at 46, I've dated 28, 26-year-olds, 28-year-olds, 23-year-olds when I was in Germany, 21-year-olds, and they were perfectly happy to hang out with me. So your 20s, focus into saving your money and getting your career on track. In the 30s, if you decide to worry about this stuff, then you're going to have to do the needle in a needle stack hunt. You're just going to have to get out there and date. And that means looking maybe at some of these guys on YouTube or picking up some books that teach you how to be comfortable in your own skin, or pick up books that are on psychology and understand how people think the way they think and why women like bad boys and why they don't like nice guys. I've got another video I'm going to do after this one of literally why women pretty much hate nice guys. They'll marry them, but they don't want to be with them. Guys, if you chase your happiness, if you chase success, if you chase being healthy for your own sake of being healthy, don't go for the six pack for a woman. Go for the six pack because you've never had one before and you want to challenge yourself. Lift weights, see if you can gain 20 pounds of muscle. Self-improvement. Financially, take care of yourself. Because then when you hit my age and you decide to become a YouTuber instead of working as a network engineer, and you make a tenth or a hundredth of what you used to make, you're not worried about it because you've saved long enough through your life that you can kind of take it easy and you don't lose sleep over your bills. It's easier to make it up front and enjoy the back half than trying to enjoy the first half and then working until the day you die. And some of you say, I don't have that much money or I don't have those opportunities. Well, keep working for it. You can do whatever you want. Now, will you succeed in it? I don't know. But you have to try. But the only person that you're guaranteed to take care of and that will take care of you is you. So stop worrying about the dating. Stop worrying about trying to find Miss Perfect. Stop worrying about how to find the right girl to have the kids with. There are no answers for that. You might as well ask, like, if you look at a rainbow, tell me the three colors that are there that you can't see. You kind of go, well, that doesn't really make sense. If I can't see them, then right, exactly. You're trying to find answers for things that don't exist. You can't find a perfect girl. There are no secrets to this stuff. A lot of the statistics show that you're going to end up divorced. You may end up having her take the kids from you. You're probably going to lose in courts. You, but there are, again, there are success stories. I'm just the wrong guy to ask those questions to because I don't believe in it. I know the statistics, and I've dated enough and been through this world long enough to see so many men having problems. And if you need more support than that, look at the 200 and some other videos that I've done on this stuff. All I talk about are the hot messes that guys end up getting stuck with. So thank you for your emails. And understand this is going to be my reference video. So if any of you guys ask me about dating again, I'm going to send you a link to this video. It's going to be a needle in the needle stack. If you guys want to do it, you can do it. But there are no answers from me or anyone else. It's trial and error. Try to find somebody that's conservative, that hasn't put herself out there, that doesn't have kids already, that hasn't dated 20 million guys, and get your finances right, get a good physique on you so you're attractive to women, and then have at it. But other than that, guys, there's no secret method to any of this. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if you're worried about women, you're worried about the wrong person in your life. Worry about yourself first, and the happiness will follow. If you'd like to support my work, links are below. And as always, if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out my older videos, guys. We talk about all these stories in video after video after video, and I have lots of examples of why things don't work. If you want examples for why they do, then get yourself in good shape, get your finances straight, and maybe when you hit your 30s, worry about going out there and trying to find Miss Right. And if you can't find her, then find a lot of Miss Right nows and enjoy yourself if that's the way you want to go. But for the rest of us, I'll save my money, I'll save my time, I'll save my frustration, and I'll just enjoy my own company. And when you're in a healthy mind and a good place, that's, you really can't ask for anything more than that. Guys, this is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Have a good night.